Hey, welcome back to another episode of This Is Country Music. I'm your host, Jamie Ellis, and today I'm going to be talking about women in country music. Let's rewind the clocks back to October 25th, 2018. Taste of Country did an article on Sarah Evans going to Twitter and expressing her displeasure by the way women are treated on country radio. And I'm going to read a little bit from it. The singer turned to Twitter on Thursday, October 25th, to post a long, strongly worded message about how badly she feels impacted by country radio's trend away from playing female artists over the last several years. Evans says she's been devastated by the changes in the genre, decrying the blatant stonewalling of female artists. "One day I'm a country artist," she says, "with hits on country radio, and the next I can't even get one spin on any of my new music." She writes, adding that she's not even sure what genre her music belongs in now. Evans also called out the lack of creativity and lyrical sophistication that she feels country radio is emphasizing now, comparing it unfavorably to the state of country music when she signed her first deal with RCA and female artists like Reba McEntire, Trisha Yearwood, and Patti Loveless all had a strong presence in the genre. "It's time for a change," she says. Evans' post came in response to what she says has been a lot of feedback she's received about an interview she gave to Billboard at the 2018 CMT Artist of the Year ceremony on October 17th. That show celebrated the women of country music, and in a red carpet interview, Evans called out country radio for its lack of support for her 2017 single, Marquee Sign, which failed to chart despite its parent album, Words, debuting at number 4 on Billboard's Top Country Albums chart. Now, there could be a lot of reasons why her song didn't chart and her album did. Maybe the album. Now, I didn't listen to any of these. I didn't listen to the song and I haven't listened to the album. But maybe the overall album was great. That's why it charted number 4. And maybe that song she released, Marquee Sign, just wasn't that great. But I also believe that it has to do with the fact that radio listeners probably just aren't interested in Sarah Evans anymore. I mean, her music was never really that popular to begin with. I mean, there's only 2 songs by Sarah Evans I can think of, like off the top of my head, which is Suds in the Bucket and Stronger. And when it comes to women in country music, and not just country music, but any genre of music, women are the primary listeners of their music. There's men who listen to them, you know. I mean, I've got some enjoyment of other women's music, like Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert. I love them. I listen to them a lot. But Sarah Evans just... I'm not degrading Sarah Evans. She is a fantastic artist, but she's not really super popular, you know. I mean, she hasn't really had that many standout songs like Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert have had. But I do think she has a point when she said that the lack of sophistication in the songs on country radio has become a trend. I do think it's a trend, and I think it's a problem because it's watered down songs, and because of that, I think it's affecting the overall quality of the industry. Because it used to be in country music, you had to be clever about what you wrote. You know, you weren't just blatant about what you said. Like, if you talked about sex, for example, you know, you don't just come out and say it. You know, you say you held that woman or whatnot. You know, nowadays, you just come out and say it. But when it comes to men in country music as well, women do have a driving part about it. Take Luke Bryan, for example. Luke Bryan is more popular than he should be. But the main reason he's popular is because he gets on stage in tight jeans and he shakes his ass for women. Music quality-wise, I don't think he should be as popular as he is. But it's because of that one key factor that he's popular. He's got sex appeal for women. And that's what women are listening to right now. Men with sex appeal in country music. That's what's driving them to listen to Luke Bryan more than it is Sarah Evans. Anyway, moving on. Fast forward to February 20th. Reba McEntire was on the CBS This Morning show announcing the nominees for the Academy of Country Music Awards. And she expressed her displeasure with the lack of female nominees. I think it was... Oh yeah, she was disappointed that there are no women nominated for the Entertainer of the Year Award at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Again, this is Taste of Country I'm reading from. Let me try to find the quote here for a minute. Okay, she says, "It doesn't make me very happy because we've got some very talented women out there who are working their butts off." She added, "I'm missing my girlfriends on this list." It also goes on to say that McEntire didn't just reserve her opinion on the matter to the actual nominee's announcement. She also voiced her concern on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that night. And this is another quote. "There weren't any women in the Entertainer of the Year category, which I was very disappointed about that," she told Colbert. "They're great, but I wanted to hear some women in there." Now, when it comes to nominations, again, I'm probably going to have another controversial opinion on this, just like probably the Sarah Evans. But I think if they thought any of the women in country music deserved to be nominated for Entertainer of the Year, they would have put them on that list. Not, again, I'm not degrading the women in country music for their entertainment skills, but I just think they thought these men that are nominated on the list probably did a better job at providing more of an entertaining show than the women have. And I just don't think you should put a nominee on the Entertainer of the Year award list just because they're a woman. You know, you get nominated for an award, you should have to earn it. You know, you have to work your butt off, you have to get there, prove that you deserve to be nominated. That's what I believe. You know, and what Reba's saying, it sounds like they should just put women on the list because they're women and not because they've earned it. I just happen to think that maybe this year, at least, the men did a better job. You know, every time I see on Facebook if someone posting a video of them at a concert, it's usually at a country concert at that, it's usually for one of the men in country music. But Luke Bryan decided to chime in as well. And what did he say? Okay, yeah. I'm reading from Country 103.7's website, and it says, "Entertainer of the Year winner and nominee again this year, Luke Bryan told BuzzFeed News he felt the same way. It's something on everybody's radar, and it's so good that it's on everybody's radar. And I think Reba has earned the right to voice her opinion on matters like that. Somebody like Reba has to stand up and say to the Academy of Country Music and all forms of country music award shows, it does get a little bit tricky when it's a naturally male-heavy format where there's so many women out there that should feel the right to speak up." Again, like I just said, if the Academy thought they deserved to be nominated for Entertainer of the Year, they would be on the list. I hate this growing trend that they should just be nominated because they're a woman. In the past, it used to be because they put in the hard work and they've earned the right to be nominated. And I just hate that, you know, because it's essentially saying, they want them to be on there just because they're women, you know? And like I keep saying, I hate that, you know? And again, Carrie Underwood's a fantastic entertainer. Miranda Lambert's a fantastic entertainer. In fact, let me look up, see who are the nominees right quick. Okay, so the Entertainer of the Year nominees are Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban. Again, these are fantastic artists. But they all put on better shows, in my opinion, this year than any of the women have. And they deserve to be on this list. But that's just my opinion. We'll be right back with the next segment. All right, can somebody tell me who Lil Nas X is? Because apparently he's this new country rapper, and apparently his song Old Town Road is on the top 50 hot country Billboard's chart. And if you haven't heard the song, let me play an excerpt for you. Apparently, this song got real famous on this popular app called TikTok, and it was part of the Yeehaw challenge that he made. And it was supposed to be, he says, used ironically or hilariously with other memes. But it kept getting popular and popular, and finally it charted. But Apple Music actually took it off the Hot Country Billboard's chart because they thought it was not country enough. I mean, apparently Apple Music doesn't listen to country rap because a lot of that stuff ain't country. In fact, I would go as far as to say country rap ain't country. I don't know. It's a catchy song, though. I mean, go check out Lil Nas X because, I'll definitely be putting this on my Spotify list. Yeah. I don't know. Apple Music, put it back on there. And if you're going to take this off, go ahead and take all that other country rap stuff off of the country charts and stuff like that. Take Colt Ford off. Take the Lax off. Bubba Sparks. All of them. Georgia Boys. And this dude's only 19, and he already had a big hit. Then again, Post Malone was 19. Yo, so I never thought country trap would ever become a thing. Last segment, I talked about Lil Nas X and Old Town Road. And now I'm seeing we got another country trap song called Yep on My Tractor. I'm going to play y'all a little bit. Skin, man, I love tobacco dip. That shit makes my head spin. My wife has a flat ass, but she has some big tits. Try to fuck my wife. Don't you fucking risk it. Wait, 12 gauge buckshot. Aim it at your dreadlock. Some new boots and a new tractor. Get on my tractor, ran right past her. I never thought I'd live to see the day country trap would become a thing. Can somebody tell me, is this like a growing trend in country music? Because I swear to God, I don't see anything in country trap on YouTube, Spotify, or even on social media. Like, I don't see anybody talking about this crap. I mean, I don't know whether to laugh or to sigh. Can I do both? First Old Town Road, now Yup on My Tractor. Okay. I mean, I guess, yeah, it's still country rap, you know, I mean, country rap ain't country, but yeah, I can still get some enjoyment out of that, but damn. Country trap.